The Beast by Carolyn Walker. Chapter 1. The Zoo. Today, Susie Blackmore thought to herself, is going to be another bad day. She was alone in her little flat in West London. It was the end of September 1999, the last quarter of the last year of the century. The millennium, in fact. The sun was coming through the window, and outside the trees were moving slowly in the autumn wind. A bus came along the road, stopped outside the house, and moved off again. Susie listened for a few moments to the traffic sounds outside her window. Life was going on as usual. Slowly, Susie stood up and made herself some tea. She took it back to the table by the window and sat holding the cup. This was no good. She didn't want to do any work. The dream she'd had last night was still with her, following behind her like a ghost. She'd started having bad dreams several weeks ago, the night after her father died. Sometimes in the dreams, she was in a place she didn't know. She knew that she had to escape from something. She was very afraid of the dark, deathly thing that was chasing her. Often a voice called her name loudly in her dream and she woke up, although it was a dream.